Would you have studied abroad if you knew it would have made you more employable?
Yes, absolutely. I would have. I think it would have given me a bit more life experience. I would have interacted with different types of people and I would have been in a different type of environment, a bit more rounded as an individual.
What was the transition from graduate to employee like for you?
The transition wasn't that difficult. Once I was in employment, I was able to move around within different roles within a particular organisation, or I was able to change organisations quite easily. I think that's just because of the type of employee that I was and my work ethic. So I don't think it had anything to do with my education. It was purely the way I worked in an organisation.
Do you think it had anything to do with your cultural background or ethnicity?
I do believe that it has cause and effect within my current role and previous roles. When I look back, as a more mature adult, I do feel that because of my ethnicity, certain opportunities were not given to me at particular points. So when I look back now, I do see it as a contributing factor as to why I'm not at a higher level position at the moment.
Could you describe a particular instance where this actually occurred?
My last job that I had, I was going for a managerial position. My manager had recently left. I had taken on a lot of her duties and I was very capable of the job. Other managers also had said similar things about my work ethic and how I was in the overall company. I went for an interview, had a very good interview. My feedback was positive. Unfortunately, I was not given that role, and the reason for that was due to lack of experience. At that particular time, I sort of took what they had on board and I accepted it. But once I sort of looked at the overall picture, I do believe that I did have the relevant experience to make that role a success. Even if I lacked in certain areas, I feel like the company could have provided training opportunities for me to get to a particular level. The only reason why I didn't get that particular role, now looking back, probably was because of my ethnicity, my race. My name is very African. It's not an English name, so straight away employees can see that this is not a typical British or European person. It could be a reason why I was not given opportunities straight out of university. I mean, I had a friend that changed his surname because it was more African. He actually changed it to Smith because he believed that he would get more working opportunities that way. But I didn't want to go down that route. That probably stops me from moving on into different working opportunities. I can speak on behalf of my other peers who were in different universities, and they experienced similar things regarding employment, difficulty in getting particular roles that they wanted. Most of my friends are black, so we did share a lot of similar experiences. The opportunities that we were getting were work experience, a lot of unpaid roles, and if we were getting paid roles, they were very, very low. I have experienced racism within my current organisation. Actually, I'm the only ethnic person, everybody else is white. So I have heard strange comments about black race, about people who are non-white in general. I had a lady come over to me and touch my hair and say, "Oh, it's very different," or, "Oh, it has grown a lot, hasn't it?" As if my hair isn't supposed to grow. At my Christmas party, we were doing charades and somebody decided to act out a slave movement. He actually acted out a master whipping a slave, which was absolutely disgusting. He felt no way about acting that out in front of me, which I thought was completely, utterly disrespectful. What was astonishing is that nobody said anything. Nobody questioned why he was doing that. And it was just sort of like laughed off as if it was nothing. And that's when I realized just how racism hasn't really gone away. It's deep seated in people's minds, and that certain people have no disregards into sort of letting their true, real feelings come out. That's just a couple of examples. I've actually got another example where somebody, one of the PAs within the organisation, was organising a meeting for the chief executive, and the chief executive said to the PA, "Can you make sure they're all British?" And Maybe that was due to the committee that they were on. Maybe it had something to do with that. That wasn't really an issue. What the issue was the PA said to the chief executive, how will I know if they are British? Will they look British? I'm not sure how somebody looks British. I'm not sure what she meant by that, but I can only assume that she means, will they be white? And the chief executive went on to say, you can't say that, but then laughed it off.
And lastly, your overall opinion on those of Black origin choose to study abroad. Do you think, in your own opinion, that they would have a better opportunity than those that haven't chosen to study abroad?
To be honest with you, I don't think so. I guess it depends on where you go to study, but in general, I think well-developed countries are quite similar, especially in terms of like big cities and things like that. So to be really honest with you, I don't think it would make much of a difference. I think it would be the same if you're, for example, if you went to the United States of America, you probably experienced something similar. And that's just my personal opinion. Even if you went to a predominantly Black country, I think you still might get cases of that, because a lot of Black people have the Willie Lynch syndrome, where they favour white people over Black. So I think it's all over, really. I just think that you have to be aware of different types of situations that you're going into. Don't be naive. Yes, we live in a multicultural society, as everyone keeps on saying, especially within London. But I think racism still does exist. And as a student going into the workplace, I feel like someone who is of an ethnic background needs to be aware that there may be certain instances where you're denied opportunities due to your race. So it's important to be aware of these factors, but don't be discouraged. Still go for what you believe in, work hard, have faith and, you know, your abilities. Don't let that be a hindrance to you. If anything, it could be something to motivate you to want to do better and to achieve more.